Blog Talk Radio.
I am ready. Quickly give my freedom to be held in your captivity. I am ready for love, all of the joy and the pain, and all the time that it takes just to stay.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing this evening? My name is Luciana Stiglich, and I will be your host for today's show. As you know, Inner Healers is a concept that was launched in Peru in 2005, and we started to work with groups of people in 2008. Inner Healers is about learning different ways to connect with our inner self, because all of us are inner healers. We believe that all the answers that we look for are inside of us. We believe that healing is possible when it comes from the inside. The topic for today is relationships, how to have a healthy relationship, or are healthy relationships to begin with. So, relationships start with oneself. And the more we are able to connect with who we are and what we want from life, then the more able we are to attract people that will help us into reconnecting who we are, to getting where we want. All relationships are there for us to grow in different ways. Some of them are easy, and some are a little bit tougher. This responds to how easy it is for us to flow with the lesson, or what is that we need to learn in order to advance, in order to go on with those things to learn about in this lifetime. So if we talk partners, which we have been talking about this past day, the first thing we have to ask ourselves is, are we clear on what is it we want in a partner relationship? This usually depends on what is it we have to learn and on how the past is an active operating principle in our relationship interactions. Are we meeting the other person as a walking personal history? Or are we really looking at what the other person can offer us? We see that sometimes project in others that which is not resolved on our backpack. Sometimes we go around our life feeling pain, feeling hatred, feeling anger, feeling lost, feeling lost. And this makes that our relationships, the relationships that we attract to ourselves, be a little bit more difficult to handle than if we were really looking at what is in front of us. Sometimes we just do not want to recognize that there's something that we have to learn, that there's something that we can learn and that can help us become a more spiritual-based person, a more happy and joyful person. Sometimes this happens, and when this happens, our relationships usually get harder to follow. It is very important that we first of all work on ourselves, on understanding what is it that we want and why is it that we want it before going into our relationship. Because this will help us attract what we really want. Knowing ourselves takes us to where we want to be, because that helps us to be clear in exactly what we are looking for. So the first thing I will ask you to do, disregarding if you are in a relationship or if you are looking for a relationship, is to grab a piece of paper and a pen. I would like you to write down the 10 things that you are looking for in a relationship. Try not to think too much about it. Try to write the first thing that comes into your mind. And I will give you some seconds to do it. Now, I ask you to please check what you have written down. And besides each of the lines that you placed on the paper, make a check where you think you are giving that in a relationship. So start from point 1 until point 10 and check which of those things you are looking for in a relationship are things that you are usually offering yourself in a relationship. And while you do this, review how you are feeling when you write down the things that you are writing down. Is there any fear about getting involved into another abusive, self-destructive relationship? What kind of fears arise when you write down those things that you are looking for? Do you believe that you will be able to find somebody that does those things? Now look at the paper and look at how many checks you did. Which of those things are things that you are usually projecting on other people? Are you looking for somebody else to walk with you? Or are you looking for yourself in other person? And the next question would be, are you loving yourself enough to attract a loving mate? Remember that relationships have to do with building a community of two. It's not about finding yourself in another person. It's about learning how to share your life with somebody who is not you, with somebody who might have different tastes in things, who might like to do another thing. People are different. There's nobody like you out there because everybody is unique. There are people whom being who they are and sharing who they are with us and us doing the same with them help us grow. This, when it happens, transforms itself into a community of two, into two people looking for something together, but each of them from their own standpoint. There are people whose things they look for are closer to those things we look for as well. But you will never ever find somebody who's just like you, because you are unique. If you are still looking for somebody like you, then maybe what you need to do is work with your own self. The more you know yourself, the more you work with your own self, the easier it will be for you to relate with other people who might not be exactly the way you are or close to the way you are, but are still people you can grow with. Are you open to receive? Or are you not tolerant to others' differences? Are you open to receive, or are you expecting others to behave in a certain way? Are you open and to receive? Or are you looking for somebody to save you, to heal you, to tell you what to do? What is it that you are looking for in a relationship? Look at your paper. What is it that you're looking for in a relationship? Are you sure you are not running from true, healthy love? It's very important for us to understand also that what we get out of a relationship, when it is a healthy one, is usually in the same measure to what we are putting into it. We always have to remember that we are independent, even isolated human beings. Once we realize this, we understand that no one can really get inside of us and feel exactly what we feel. That is why it is so important for us to learn to communicate with each other, to learn to relate to other people. To do this, we need to separate ourselves from the illusions that run through our relationships, to be able to look at what's really there. So are you really looking at the other person as a separate person from what you want, from who you are, from what you're looking for? Or do you expect the other person to play a specific role in your life, and in that way hindering their ability to teach you something, to grow with you? We need to relate in a healthy way with ourselves to be able to relate in a healthy way with others. There's a big difference between loneliness and aloneness. Loneliness is usually the absence of the other person, but aloneness is the presence of oneself, which means that we are never really alone. One of the things we need to learn to have a healthy relationship is, first of all, to have a healthy relationship with ourselves. We need to feel we are enjoying our own presence. That's the only way we will not feel lonely, because we are not expecting somebody else to come and feel whatever emptiness we have. We are walking with another person. We are walking along other person's side. The other person will not save us. The other person will not heal us. The other person will walk with us, and in doing so, will share his or her own viewpoint of life. He or her will share with us that which he or she is. And in this sharing, in this healthy sharing, we grow. That is what relationships are about. Healthy relationships, at least. So it's very important for us to understand that in a relationship, we usually don't see others as they are. We see them as we are. It is in meeting ourselves It is in understanding ourselves that we can see others as clearly as possible. We have to remember that when we face each other, we have to learn to see each other clearly. Because usually, each is projecting an image that we have constructed on our minds. And these images cover the real face of the person that we are looking at. All of us do this. During some point, we realize we are doing it, but we all do it. We all get caught up in projecting movies of our own making, and we project these movies onto the situations and the people that are surrounding us. This happens because we are not really aware of our own baggage, of our own expectations, our own desires, our own judgments. Usually, either because it is easier or because nobody has told us anything about this, we do not take responsibility for them. We do not own them. We actually try to attribute them to others. This can happen in both ways. We can project things that make us feel comfortable, which is things we like in other people, or we can project disturbing things in others, which means things that we usually do not like about others. Either case, it's still a projection. It's still a cloud that prevents us from seeing reality for what it is. At some point, something happens in our life. Something, plural, happens in our life. And we start to realize it's all about learning how to play this game. Whenever we find judgments, we can just turn them around. Whatever you're seeing at the other person, does that really belong to you? Is your vision clear? Or is it clouded by what you want to see? Are you inside a movie theater? Or are you actually outside the movie theater, looking clearly at what is happening in front of you? We are all borrowing time from others in a special way. Sometimes these relationships last a short time, and sometimes these relationships last a very long one. It all depends on how much we want to learn. Sometimes learning something from a specific person takes a short time. But if the lesson is not learned, then we will attract somebody else to teach us about it. Because the important thing about being here is learning the lessons. And people will show up in our life to do that, to help us learn the lessons. Sometimes it's easy for us to interact, to be the professor and the student. Sometimes it's hard. But it's always about the lesson. whenever we're having a hard time in relating with somebody, we have to think that the other person is not having a nice time either. We are both playing a role in each other's lives. So are you doing the best you can with each opportunity? Are you learning from those things you dislike? And are you appreciating yourself for those things that you admire? Are you learning the lesson? When you see life in this way, appreciation increases. You can't avoid being happy and grateful because of all these people helping you on your way, either you are conscious or not of what's happening. These people are helping you in your way. So are you able to liberate yourself from toxic relationships in order to move on with your life? Those relationships that you feel are too hard for you to manage, those relationships that are based in pain, are you learning the lesson there? And are you able to understand it's about loving yourself? Some of these relationships help us in this way. They help us to recognize that we are valuable people. They help us to recognize that we are unique. They help us to love ourselves. They help us to learn how to say no when there's something we don't agree with. They help us to learn how to set boundaries. These toxic relationships, how I like to call them, are usually teaching us a very, very important lesson. A lesson about loving ourselves. A lesson about developing our ego, which is nothing bad. It is just who we are. So these people are actually teaching us how to shout out with all our lungs who we are, what's important for us, what we stand for. So yes, we can even be grateful with these people. Are you able to learn the lesson and liberate yourself from the pain that causes you certain relationships? It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's your partner. It doesn't matter if it's your mother or your father or your brothers or somebody you work with. Are you able to recognize yourself for who you are? For the unique person you are, for the wonderful person you are? Are you able to set your boundaries, to define what is it good for you and what is not good for you? Are you able to speak your truth and tell them who you are? Are you able to love yourself enough to liberate yourself from those relationships that are hindering your growth? In a direct way, It is when you liberate yourself because you understand how important you are and the specific mission that you have here. That you learn the lesson. That's what growing is about. Sometimes growing means liberating yourself from them. Because relationships are about enjoying. Yes, we have differences. Of course, we always have differences because we are unique. But are we handling those differences in a healthy way? To start with, are we staying in the now while we relate to others? Or are we projecting something that happened with somebody else long ago? Be it our parents, be it our ex-partners, be it our friends or brothers, are we projecting whatever happened to us before onto these new people? Or are we really having a relationship in the now? If we're not doing this, it's okay as well. Because everything in this life is a process. That's why we have time. Time prevents us from having everything happen at the same time. Time is our friend. Because it helps us to enjoy this life. We need to learn how to enjoy our relationships and how to let go of those which have but one lesson for us, which is leaving them behind. Because they help us understand that we need to take care of ourselves, to love ourselves, to nurture ourselves. Even in spite of people that are close to us. Because that's the only way we can attract to our life that which we really want, which is a relationship that makes us happy. But then what is happening? What is happiness to each of us? Relationships are based in heart-to-heart communication. The better we get at it, the easier it will be to relate to each other. So first of all, we need to learn how to communicate with ourselves. Are we communicating with ourselves from a love standpoint or from a fear standpoint? When you look at yourself in a mirror, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Oh, I'm fat. Oh, I'm ugly. Oh, I'm old. This new wrinkle. What's the first thing that you see in the mirror? Do you see wrinkles, or do you see experience, wisdom? Do you like your body? Do you feel comfortable in it? If you don't, if you feel fat, then well, are you on a diet? Are you going to the gym? What are you doing for yourself? How are you loving yourself? It's easy to complain. Growing depends on us, on what is it we want to do with this life. How many points do we want to have each day? It's easy to say, love me. But are you loving yourself? Are you doing that which you expect others to do for you? You want something to save you. Are you saving yourself? You want somebody to take care of you. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you doing that which you expect others to do for yourself? If you care a lot for yourself, then you will find somebody who cares a lot for you as well. So are you walking in love? Or are you walking in fear? What is it you are doing? What are your choices? And why? Again, if it's hard for you to do something, then be patient with yourself. Guilt takes time. Today was difficult. Okay, I can try again tomorrow. That's what courage is about. And then tomorrow comes and it's today. And then we try again. And we are patient with ourselves. Because we love ourselves. And we understand that ourselves is doing the best it can with the things that it has learned. And then we are patient and tolerant with ourselves. Criticism destroys. And it's about constructing ourselves. We are always attracting that which we need to learn. Always. Nothing happens just because. Everything has a reason for happening. So are you lost in what all this is about? Or are you living your life in a conscious way? Are you awakening to our mission here? Are you awakening to who you are? To what you like, to what you dislike? Or are you letting others do that for you? Are you letting TV tell you what you should wear? Or are you looking for things you like because you like them? Are you letting your friends tell you where you have to go tonight? Or are you doing things that you really like? Are you taking care of yourself? The other day, I was at a TV interview and somebody asked me, well, when do I know that I am within a healthy relationship? Or how do I know I'm in a toxic relationship? Relationships have stages. The first stage in a relationship has to do with passion. Passion has to do with admiring the other for which we are. Even though we might have not recognized that in ourselves. Because of passion, we believe that the other person is so amazing that we want to own it. I want it to be mine. Then friendship comes by. Friendship makes passion solid. Friendship takes time. Usually this is what walking together means. It has to do with courtesy. It has to do with having somebody by your side that helps you reach there where you can't do it alone. It has to do with loving ourselves through our friends. So when time goes by, we share, and in sharing, we create a community of two. This is what gives passion stability and shape. Do you have this in your relationship? Do you have this in your relationship with yourself? Do you have this with your relationship with other people, with those you love? Another thing that relationships, healthy relationships, usually have is tenderness. Tenderness has to do with quitting our force to fight and replacing it with empathy when the other person needs us, when the other person is in pain. It's the compassion that we feel when somebody else is in pain. And tenderness completes both friendship and passion. So are you having this in your relationship? Sometimes when I say this, some people say that the first thing that comes to their mind is disappointment. Why is it that disappointment comes to our mind? Because we are expecting something from somebody else. Usually, this something has to do with them filling our empty places. When we understand that nobody can disappoint us because they are doing the best that they can in their lives and we are doing the same, then we avoid getting ourselves into resentment. So when you communicate with the other person, you know differences come up. Are you dealing with each irritation as it arises? Or are you allowing tensions to build up to what can only be a breaking point? Irritations become worse when they are suppressed, because they can't be dealt with at all. It's then when feeling dies and there's little to be salvaged. We need to improve communication to avoid getting that far. Communication is very, very important. We need to communicate feelings. So how is it that you discuss emotional situations within a relationship? Can you live and feel your emotions so something real is communicated between you? Or are you detached and rational, but also less involved? How often are you able to create a balance between these two? It is very important to understand that we are different. There's nobody like us out there. But are our background differences making us more attached to our way of living than living in an active, growing relationship? Are we willing to lighten up our traditional or cautious ideas to look optimistically at our relationships. Somebody wrote to me the other day, and this person was telling me, or was asking me to talk about, you know, the usual topic, which is soulmates. As I was telling you, we do not have somebody exactly like us out there. Usually, when we look for soulmates, what we are looking for is for a relationship with our own self. When we get to the point where we say, I need to find my other half, it usually has to do with finding ourselves. We look for soulmates, for twin flames, for the other half of the orange. But there's nobody like that out there. What we usually find around us are kindred souls. Kindred souls are souls that, if you believe in other lives, have usually traveled along with us in other lives. So sometimes our brothers have been our parents, sometimes our parents have been our teachers, sometimes our teachers have been that neighbor we usually hate every morning. You know? We play different roles for each of us on each life. Those are kindred souls. And one of those comes here to play the role of our partner. But that role is not necessarily meant to be forever and ever, like in fairy tales. Sometimes the role means being together for a short period of time, or a long period of time, but not until we die. Because sometimes there are more than one people around in this lifetime who will have to play that role for us. Because we are learning. And that's the whole point of it. Grow as much as we can. That's why we're here. It's not like in the fairy tale that we find somebody and we live forever and ever with that person. Or at least not always. And also not in that way, because we are different. And it's about learning how to solve conflicts, how to deal with things on a daily basis, how to confront things, how to confront who we are. Even the things we might not like at the beginning. When we confront those things, which we call our shadow, we are usually understanding more about our light. And that's why all the people we have around us is there with us. One of the other questions that they made me in the TV show the other day was, what about when we are victims? And I answered, we are only victims of ourselves. Nobody else is doing us anything. Everybody is so caught up in trying to make the best they can out of this, with as little or as much tools each has decided to accept and integrate, that nobody's interested in using their time to hurt us. Yes, there's anger. But it's not that I wake up every morning saying, okay, I want to hurt this person. Because each person has a lot to do each day. So when hurt happens, we have to sit down and try to think, why is it we are doing this to us? For example, if you are dating somebody, I've heard lots of people that are in a relationship or that are dating or whatever the name you want to give to a relationship or to a relationship that you're having right now or that you used to have. Or you first of all have to try to understand how is the relationship working. So let's say you're dating somebody. Is that somebody asking you out or not? Is that person calling you or are you doing all the calls? Are you going out? Are you having sex? Is that person having sex with somebody else? Does this person call you when he or she's drunk? Does he or she call you when he or she needs something? And never calls you when you need something. Is this person with you or has this person been with you for a long time and is not really thinking about making anything formal out of it? If you believe in marriage, marriage. If you believe in living together, then living together. Is this person ending your relationship up front? Is this person taking a distance or has suddenly disappeared from your life? Is this person married or anything that has to do with not available? Is this an aggressive person? This is not a person that's looking how to hurt you. This is you yourself hurting yourself for being with this person or trying to be with this person. This person has things to solve himself or herself. So let them do it. If you're clinging to this kind of relationship, then you should be thinking, why is it I am doing this to myself? First of all, are you really interested in this person? Most probably the answer will be no. I'm not interested either. So if you're not interested, why is it that you are sleeping with him or her? So if you're not quite interested and you're a woman, you think you can have sex like a man? And if you are a woman, is he having sex like a man with you? Are you both dating in the meantime, you know, because there's nobody else out there right now? Do you think that there's no one valuable out there for you? Everybody's taken? Maybe all your friends have been in a long relationship for a long time. They might be married. They might even have kids. Do you feel trapped in this dating thing? So you are clear that you do not like him or her that much. But you're not clear on how come he or she doesn't think you're the greatest. Have you given up on love? It's always about us, you know? It's not that somebody else wants to hurt us. It's that we are hurting ourselves. Well, I hope that this conversation has helped you in some way. You know, you can listen to this as many times as you need to. You can even share it if you share the link that we usually post on Facebook and on Twitter. And if there's anything you would like to know, anything else you would like like to talk about, or you have another topic that you would like us to talk about, then just send us a note and we will definitely be doing that. Thanks very much for listening to the show, and start looking at yourself. Start thinking about yourself. Start realizing that you can have the love that you search for, but it's about you. It depends on you believing you can. And it's in you to understand that there's nobody like you out there. Long relationships have very good communication, and they have understood that there are differences between them, but they also know that they want to work together, and they wake up every morning looking at each other saying, I still want to do this with you. I still want to work with you. So it's very important that you understand that relationships are not to be taken for granted. Relationships are things we have to work on. And it has to do with learning how to accept them for who they are, and praise them for who they are, and honor them for who they are. But it all starts with ourselves. We have to trust ourselves. We have to praise ourselves. We have to honor ourselves. And in doing so, in knowing ourselves, in knowing what we want, in setting up our boundaries, in communicating what we feel, then we will be able to do the same for others. And we will be able to attract those relationships we want in the now, to keep on growing, to experience happiness, because that's what it's about, that's all about, you know, being happy. And we can, we will learn how to know ourselves, and from that inner point of strength, of health, of happiness, of peace, of love, communicate with others, knowing that they have all these wonderful attributes that we have. Have a blessed day, and thanks for joining your light today with us on this show. Blessings be.